Many schools across Vermont are offering hybrid learning this year, with students spending only part of their time inside the classroom. And as the school year gets underway, new child care hubs are opening up. The state is using $12 million in federal COVID relief money to support the centers, so parents have an option when they have to work but their children aren't in school. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman visited one of these new programs in Woodstock and has this report.
Hi.
Hi, Ferris.
I'm Miss Christiana. How are you?
I'm Ferris Dad. I'm Ferris. Well, but they should check your temperature.
Yeah, can we do temperature? You are good, and I will sign you in.
It's a Wednesday morning at the community campus in Woodstock, one of the state's newest regional childcare hubs. All of the schools are closed on Wednesdays in the Windsor Central Supervisory Union. And so here at the community campus, they've got a full load of students coming in for the day.
Agnes is good.
See you, sweetie. Have a good day, okay? Love you.
Christiana Ploss is taking the kids' temperatures and checking them in. She works part-time here and part-time for the school district, and she acts as a kind of link between the schools and this new child care hub.
We're working with the superintendent and their principals and teachers, so we have access to the children's online learning menus. We can print out their worksheets. We know what their projects are going to be.
The COVID-19 pandemic has completely upended Vermont's school system. Most schools in Vermont are offering a hybrid model, with the kids spending part of the week in class and part of the week doing remote learning at home. And so programs like the one here in Woodstock are being set up to help schools and families, according to Tisha Buss, one of the founders of the community campus.
We helped to solve a problem for them, which is that they knew a lot of working families needed a structured option for their kids.
The idea here at the community campus is to have a safe place for the children when they're not in school, but also support them in the remote learning they're supposed to be doing those days when they're not in the classroom. Buss is a mom, her daughter is six. And she says when schools abruptly went to remote learning at the end of last year, it was tough for everyone.
While there is a small number of kids that really thrived in the remote learning days, the majority of kids did not. And there was a lot of behavioral issues that were coming up for kids, and a lot of families feeling extremely stressed and pulled in two different directions.
Buss and the other founders started planning for the community campus model even before the state announced that it would support the regional child care hubs with the COVID money. They found the top two floors of an early child care center that was available and did renovations this summer to get ready for the school year. But it's a school year, of course, like no other. So there are health standards and social distance protocols, temperature taking, and lots of hand washing. Debbie Belial is a sixth grader from Woodstock Elementary School who's spending a few days a week here, and like everyone else, she's still getting used to it.
It's going to be a little bit weird because I'm going to have to, like, be careful not to, like, we're not really going to be able to play tag or whatever games that we usually play, and it's just going to be, and we have to wear, like, masks inside, which is all right, but it's just a little bit weird and a little bit awkward. But I think I'll eventually get used to it, hopefully.
Tuition is $50 for the full school day, and the center is trying to navigate the state licensing requirements so it can offer more tuition assistance to families. Oliver Abbott lives in Woodstock, and he was dropping his six-year-old daughter off on his way to work.
I work in Springfield. My wife works in Lebanon. And having the community campus here is essential because where we work, we can't be driving around the state to take her elsewhere. And I don't know what we would have done if we didn't have this as an option.
Since the start of the school year, 87 child care hub locations have opened across Vermont. And the Agency of Human Services is continuing to fund and administer additional locations. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Woodstock.